His place in the Kvod Achsanya. I want to thank everybody for being here. This is the night Seder Beis Medrash is Mufursim all of Muncie is a true Makom Torah. Everyone's Makana, the Olam that comes here and learns. I want to thank the Rav Wilner for having us. I want to thank Rabbi Yosef Himi and Rabbi Aaron Subar, who worked so hard to put this together. And since I'm doing the introduction, I get to thank my Chaverim, Rabbi Avram Nissen Perl, and Rabbi Yosef Simcha Bamberger, who've done such a wonderful job putting together not only tonight's event, but as you know, every single Masechta, there's a Siyum somewhere in the world. And Baruch Hashem, it's brought tremendous Torah to the world. So, Yashar Koach to everybody who was involved. You know, it says that the last few Sedras, the word Hayoyim keeps showing up. Rei Noich Nois Nifnechem Hayoyim. Atem Nitzovim Hayoyim. In the parashas we say, Higadati Hayoyim. And I was thinking that, you know, Hayoyim is very interesting. It's truly a bracha the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us. We go to sleep at night, the night Seder Beis Medrash, and people are very tired. And you get up in the morning and you have tremendous kayachas. You have Baruch Hashem, you're like a new person. Naya mensh, kind Hashem neshasat to be. Re'ei, Hashem says, Anoichi nois lifneichem, what am I giving you? Kash always, why does he have to say the word hayoyim? Because he said, Re'ei, Anoichi nois lifneichem, bracha klola. Re'ei, Anoichi nois lifneichem hayoyim. I'm giving you a brach, I'm giving you something. It's called hayoyim. It's called the new day when we have a new chischadshus. And we can learn, we can have life. We come to back to life, literally back to life. Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim, you're going to have that Hayoyim. Rosh Hashanah, it's a time of something new. And the same thing applies in the Daf Yomi. We finish a Masechta, hard-fought Masechta. Every Masechta has its own challenges. Bava Kamma is all Masechtas is a challenging Masechta. And then we come to a new Masechta, and there's a Frischkeit. It's Hayoyim. We start again. We start a new Masechta. We start with a lot of kaychas, and that's where we are. And that's why a siyum is so important, because the siyum helps us celebrate and finish what we've done, but it's also very much a time of Hayoyim. So we welcome everybody, and we're glad to be here and begin celebrating the siyum of Masechus Bava Kamma and also the Aschala of Masechus Bava Metzia. Our speaker tonight, Rav Yisrael Reisman Shlita, the Rav of Gadis Yisrael of Madison, Rav Yeshiva Tar Vadas, the new Rav of Camp Aguda, is somebody that Baruch Hashem, for 30 years and maybe even more, has been there wherever we've asked him to say a shir, whenever we asked him to be mechazik people, to be other people. It's taka a tremendous chus for us to have Rabbi Reisman speaking to us for tonight, not only for the people, Asher Yeshne Po Yimana Hayoyim, but Baruch Hashem, there are people listening all around the country and all around the world, and we welcome them as well, Rabbi Reisman.
It's a kavod to be here. In a place that's not only a Makom Tefillah, but a Makom Torah as well. Baruch Hashem, there are many shuls in the Frum neighborhoods, but a place that's a Makom Torah, where there's a kvias for learning, is a place of tremendous chashivus, and I hope, Mitzvah Hashem, it should be b'zaychet to increase the learning. And I'm proud to be a little piece of the learning that takes place in this Beis Medrash. You're learning Seder Nezikim in the Daf, and they asked me to speak regarding the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So where is there a Dova Hashava from Seder Nezikin to Aseres Yemei Tshuva? Only one thing. A Melech Oyev Tzedaka or Mishpat switches to Melech HaMishpat. So that's my topic for tonight. As you know, we make certain shinuyim in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Ruba de Ruba, the shinuyim are not ma'akiv. If we forget Zachreinu, we forget B'Sefer. We don't repeat Shemayin Esrei. The only thing we repeat Shemayin Esrei is if we make a mistake and say HaKel HaKadosh B'Mokem HaMelech HaKadosh, that's Ma'akiv. Nothing else is Ma'akiv. That's not really true according to the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch holds that the change from Melech Oyev Tzedakah U'Mishpat to Melech HaMishpat is also Ma'akiv. It's a shinui in the Matbeah HaBracha. Just like HaKel HaKadosh and HaMelech HaKadosh. And the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch holds that you have to repeat Shemayin Esrei. If you slip and you say Melech Oyev Tzedakah U'Mishpat instead of HaMelech HaMishpat, you don't correct yourself, Tekedei Dibur, you have to repeat Shemayin Esrei. Fortunately for us Ashkenazim, the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says that it's not Ma'akiv. The Ramah's Taina appears to be that what's the big shinoi in the matbeah? You're saying melech, you're saying mishpat. You say melech oyev tzedakah mishpat, melech ha-mishpat. It's not such a shinoi gadol that it should be ma'akiv in the bracha. Tonight I'd like to be masbir, I'd like to explain to you the shitas ha-mechaber, the shita that holds that it is a shinoi gadol. It is a shinoi ha-ma'akiv. We certainly, we b'nei Ashkenaz, passing like the Ramah, otherwise we'd have to not daydream past ha-melech ha-kodesh, which is not very easy. And like this, we shouldn't daydream, but at least you don't repeat Shemayna Esrei. It's like we say, ahal b'tzara. But still, there's a shinoi. There's a change. We change. Melech ha-yev tzedakah mishpat. Melech ha-mishpat. What is the biur, what is the hesber in the change? I'd like to explain it, not only explain it, but explain that it's negeya to the itzumai of yamim neiroim. It's negeya to the itzumai shel yamim. We're not mishana for yamim tovim or shabbosis. We're typically not mishana in the middle brachas. When it comes to yom, Rosh Chodesh, yalav yava, yalav nisim, the shinuyim are all in the birchas hashvach, not in the bakoshes. Halaydavarhu is taka, a very strange thing that in Hamelech HaMishpat we should switch Melech HaYev Tzedakah Mishpat, Melech HaMishpat, and there's certainly a beer amok in it. What I'd like to learn with you is a Drasha Saran, a Drasha Yud Aleph. The Drasha Saran doesn't talk about Aser Simei Tshuva, he talks about Nach. He says Yisoid, which is Negeya to learning the Vim Rishayim. And he explains the manner in which the court system, the Seder HaMishpat, worked by Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael was Alat Masam, we were in Eretz Yisrael with a proper Sanhedrin and a Bezdin and a Melech. How did the system work? So he's Masber as follows. He says there were two tracks in the court system, in the judgment of people, During that time, that Klal Yisrael was Al Admasam. There was, certainly, the Mishpat HaSanhedrin. The Mishpat HaSanhedrin is the court system. The court system is the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin Ketana, the Abbot Edinim, Shaitim, Mishaitim, Titin Lecha. What is Mishpat HaSanhedrin? It's a Mishpat by the book, by the rules. The Torah sets up rules, the Rabbanan added rules. The rules are what you paskin. Someone steals under certain conditions, he's chayev kefil, pay double. Sometimes dalet vehei, a mazik, the adinim. When a mazik is chayev, when a mazik is pater, a mishpat ha-sanhedrin is a by-the-book mishpat. It's a mishpat that works with the rules of dinei mominis and klal Yisrael. It works with bava kama, bava metziah, bava bas. It works with the rules that we have what we would expect. That's not the Chiddush. He says there was a second track of Mishpat, which he calls the Mishpat HaMelech. We know, if you learn Navi a little bit, you mean you just read the storybooks, you know that the kings sat in judgment. The kings sat in judgment, everyone knows. The two women fighting over a baby came to Shlomo HaMelech. Why'd they come to Shlomo HaMelech? They go to Sanhedrin, go to the Bezdin. If you learn Navi, you know that David HaMelech sat in Mishpat. When Avshalom wanted to stir up rebellion against David, Avshalom goes, where do you go if you want to make trouble? You go to the Bat Edinim. When David paskened, so whoever lost, Avshalom told him, you are right. If I would have been the king, you would have won. David sat Bedin. David sat and he paskened. Shlomo HaMelech sat and he paskened. What's the Mishpat HaMelech? There's nothing to do with Mishpat HaSanhedrin. The Mishpat HaMelech, says the Ran, the Melech has a right to take into account Klal Yisrael Dika Inyanim in passing judgment. Things that have to do with the individual's unique circumstances. We all understand that if someone steals because he hates his neighbor, so just to bother him, he steals from him. And someone else steals. There's a lady who has to feed her children. He has no milk, no food for the children. She goes and steals. So we understand that to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's not the same. The chaimer of someone who steals because of sinna, and someone who steals because of rachmanis on her children, it's not the same chaimer ha'avayim. But in Mishpat HaSanhedrin, it's exactly the same. You go to the Sanhedrin, it's the same Mishpat. You stole, you have to pay back. Under certain circumstances, you have to pay kafel. Under circumstances, you don't. In Mishpat HaSanhedrin, there's no taking into account the unique circumstances that took place. The Melech, who's the Ish HaTzibur in Klal Yisrael, he has the kayach to do things in the Mishpat that are based on circumstances, that are based on unique circumstances, that are based on a person who's involved with the Tzibur. Just like Lahavdil, a president has a power to pardon. The Melech has a power to pardon. The Melech has that kayach. The Mishpat HaMelech is a personal Mishpat. It's not the same as the Mishpat HaSanhedrin. And we take a find in Nach. We find more than once that, and you understand, Nach doesn't bring every case that came to the Melech. But we find Nasan HaNavi brings to the Melech a case of a rich man who had a neighbor that was poor. The rich man had thousands of sheep, flocks of sheep. And the poor man had one sheep that slept with him in his home. He didn't have a barn. And one day the rich man had guests, and he was too cheap to spend his own money. He went and took his neighbor's sheep and shechted it and fed it to the guests. So Nasan HaNavi comes to David. He says, Paskin. David Paskins, Ben Maves, or Ishahud, that fellow's Chayav Misa. Chayav Misa. You're stealing a sheep, you're Chayav Misa. You're not going to find that in the Rambam. But Kefi, the Tzairach of Klal Yisrael, the Melech has a right to Paskin, that someone who does such a rishis is Chayav Misa. We find Fakert, a case that's brought to David, with one brother who killed the other brother, and they're the only children to this almana, and Apidin is Chayav Misa, and David says not to kill him. David understands not to kill him. Why? I'm not sure. But David understood, Kefi HaInyan, this almana deserved the rachmanis, that she shouldn't lose her second son. The Hainu, the Mishpat of the Melech is kafi the circumstances. It takes other things into account. This is what the Ran says, by Klal Yisrael, Kachem Advarim, a Mishpat HaSanhedrin, and a Mishpat HaMelech. That's the Ran. Comes the Yomim Neiraim. What's Rosh Hashanah? We grow up, we understand. There's a scale. Your mitzvahs go on one side, your averis go on the other side, and it's a frightening thing. It's a frightening thing, which way is it going to go? We're taught, Lachamei Ve'esrim every year also has a mishpat. You come up to Shemayim, they put your mitzvahs, your averis, your surim go in, however they weigh it, you see what weighs more. That's the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. If you understand that, if you understand that's what's happening on Rosh Hashanah, you should have a lot of kashis on the Machzor. We say things that don't seem to make sense. If the Yom HaDin is they take Tav Shinayin Vav, and they put your mitzvahs on one side and the averis on the other side, why are you saying Zechar Bris Avraham V'Akedas Yitzchak? What in the world does that have to do with the Yom HaDin? Zechar Bris Avraham V'Akedas Yitzchak, that doesn't go on the scale. Like, where does that fit? Where does that go into the din of Rosh Hashanah? What does it have to do with Rosh Hashanah? The whole year, Zechar Bris Avraham V'Akedas Yitzchak. What's that got to do with my din? Where does it fit with my din? Aneinu, we talk about Klal Yisrael from the beginning to the end. What are we talking? What are we saying? Like, you answered Shmuel, you should answer me. What does that got to do with Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is a day they took your ma'isim and they put them on scales. If it's Ehu, the answer is that the avoda of Elul, of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, is an avoda to be zaycha to the Mishpat HaMelech. We don't want to come in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and he should weigh on a scale, a ma'isim. We don't want that. We're not looking for that. Ki lo yistak lefanecha kol chai, we say it constantly on the Yom HaNeirah. Al tovay b'mishpat imanu. What are you saying to God? Al tovay b'mishpat imanu. Like, it's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. What are you saying? Al tovay b'mishpat imanu. The nekuda is that we want to be zaycha to a mishpat hamelech and not a mishpat hasanhedrin. We beg the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to change. Elul, famously, is the Rosh HaTevis, v'ani l'daydi v'daydi li, which Bashkofer Rishayna makes no sense. V'ani l'daydi v'daydi li should be Purim. No. The Rosh HaTevis Elul should have something to do with Yerushalayim, should have something to do with the Yom HaDin, should have something to do with the Kol HaShofar and the Pachad. What's v'ani l'daydi v'daydi li? I am to my beloved is to me. Rabbi Isaac Sher, in a mimer, Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li is the name, he says there in a half a paragraph, this nekuda. The avoda of Elul is not to have a din of what we're calling Mishpat HaSanhedrin, not to have a way my mitzvahs, way my averis type of din. We beg the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we're B'nei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Mekenenzich, we know you. Zachar Bris Avram, come, like this woman comes to David HaMelech and says, I'm going to lose both children. I have schusim. What schusim she had, I don't know. She came to the Melech. The Melech said, your son won't die, even though Abidini's supposed to. Abidini's supposed that he won't die. That's the Avoda. It happened to me once that I got a ticket in Brooklyn for driving the wrong way down a one-way street. I don't often drive the wrong way down a one-way street. It happened at one of the chasna halls in Williamsburg when that area was still all Rose Castle. Remember when it started? The area was all warehouses. We should have bought all the blocks there. It was all warehouses, and it was all spray-painted and graffitied. And I parked, and after the wedding, I'm driving, and the policeman stops me. He says, you're going the wrong way down a one-way street. I show him there's not a single one-way sign up. As a matter of fact, there wasn't even a single sign still up. It was a place of urban blight, you know, nothing. So the policeman says, tell it to the judge. That's what he says to me. You'll tell it to the judge. So I was afraid he's going to call the building department and put up one-way signs, so I got one of the bus drivers in Yeshiva to go the next day and take pictures of the four corners. You know, I drive one the wrong. I don't drive the wrong way. I really don't drive the wrong way down a one-way street. And, So in shul, at some point, I don't remember under what context, but I mentioned this. So during the week, I got a call. Someone calls me, and he says to me, what's your court date? So I took a look. I don't remember what it was. Let's say January 10th. I tell him, the court date is January 10th. January 10th, okay. Okay. So he calls me back about a half an hour later. He says, January 10th is no good. I said, why? He says, you take it from me. January 10th is no good. Ask for a postponement. Okay, he sounds like he knows something. I don't know who the person was, but all right. So I asked for a postponement. So he calls me back a month later. He says, what's your new date? So I told him, whatever, March 22nd. So he says, I'll call you back. He calls me back. March 22nd is perfect. I had no idea, astrology or what he was talking about. I had no idea what he was talking about, honest to goodness. So I come in on March 22nd. You know, I come in the morning. And the way it works in Brooklyn, or it used to work, today everything's probably computerized, they had these big signs where you walk in, you look for your name, and it says which courtroom you go into. So it had my courtroom. I walk into the courtroom. The judge sitting there is a fellow that comes to the Novishir for the last 20 years. And he's sitting there. The way it works in Brooklyn is they all, you know, like everyone sits and you come up one at a time. So I had to sit down and wait. And I didn't go over and greet him and say anything. I just sat down. And the fellow ahead of me was some dark-skinned individual who apparently doesn't go to the Novishir because he was found guilty. And then I went up, and the policeman came up, and you know, the policeman told the story, and I showed the pictures, and what do you know? The judge said I was innocent. A waste of a good thing, because I really was innocent. So that happened to me. That's exactly this nekuda that we're talking about. Exactly. When we come in on the Yom HaDin, we beg the Rabbeinu Shalom, don't do a Mishpat HaSanhedrin. You never know. You don't know. They're going to put on the scale things that you forgot about. You don't know. None of us want. We beg the Rabbeinu Shalom, when it comes to Yom HaDin, do a Mishpat HaMelech. Do a Mishpat HaMelech. Zechar bris Avraham v'kedesh yachid. Al tavay b'mishpat imanu. Al tavay b'mishpat imanu. Baruch atah Hashem, melech oyhev tzedakah u'mishpat, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Mishpat HaSanhedrin. Hashiva sheftenu kevarishayna, that's what we're talking about. Hashiva sheftenu kevarishayna means the Mishpat HaSanhedrin. We change from melech oyhev tzedakah u'mishpat to HaMelech HaMishpat. You see, it's not the same thing. It's very different. HaMelech HaMishpat means that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam judges. Hashem is the Melech of Mishpat. We change Melech Oyhev Tzedakah U'Mishpat to Melech HaMishpat because it means a different Mishpat. It means something else entirely. Without understanding this, you don't understand the words of Slichis, the words of the Tepizmainim that we say. We constantly say Pizmainim that talk about such lashaynos. This morning I was saying we asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu in one of the Pizmainim to give us matnas chinam. What does it mean matnas chinam? What are you asking matnas chinam? What does that mean exactly on a Yom HaDin? Bein meglitz yosher mul magid pesha. We have no answer mul magid pesha. So what do we say? Bein meglitz yosher mul magid pesha. We say to Rabbeinu Shalom, "Beimah Melech Yosher b'Magid Pesha, Tagid Li Yaakov Derchayku Mishpat, V'Tzadkenu b'Mishpat, HaMelech HaMishpat." We say, if we don't have Schusim Rabbeinu Shalom, Tzadkenu b'Mishpat, HaMelech HaMishpat. That's exactly what we're talking about. The words of many of the Pizmainim, of many of the things we say in Yom HaNeirim, they take on a new meaning, a new life. We want to develop with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam this kesher of Ahava, this kesher of a connection. That's the Avodah. That's the Avodah of these days, to be Zeicher to Melech HaMishpat. How is one Zeicher? Through Ahava. Through Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li, through an Avas Hashem, an Avas HaTorah, an Avas HaMitzvahs. The whole Musig that in Aseres Yimei Tshuva you take on Chumras is built on this idea. Built on this idea. The Yisoid Gadol in Ava is that Ava is connected to doing things you don't have to do for another person. What you have to do, you have to do. Ava is doing more. It's having a kesher. Having a connection. That's everything's gebayt on that. Everything's gebayt. I'll tell you another incident that happened to me that fits well. It fits so perfectly with the words we say by Ne'ila. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Psach lonu shar be'es Ne'ila shar. I'll tell you a ma'isa that happened exactly 2095, 21, 22 years ago. Because we were putting up a shul. And at that time, I was involved with Rabbi Aryeh Katzin of Sinai Academy. And we were involved at the time trying to, whatever it was, trying to help him at the same time we were doing ourselves. And we had to go to a meeting, and I picked him up. He lives three blocks from me. So I picked him up in Flatbush. We have a meeting in Borough Park. So he gets into the car. He says to me, "Do you mind making one stop along the way?" I said, "I don't mind. Just tell me where." He said, "I'll tell you." So even Muncie people know, to go from Flatbush to Borough Park, you cross Ocean Parkway. So he says, when I get to Ocean Parkway, he says, "Make a right." All right, so I make a right. I'm driving. No, still driving. Finally, I get on the highway. I say, "Okay, Rabbi Aryeh, where are we going?" So he says to me the following. He says, I don't know if he still does, there was something called Radio Free Europe. They gave it a new name after the Iron Curtain fell, which is the American government pays for broadcasts into Russia, into the communist part of Europe. So they had a broadcast, and Rabbi Aryeh had a one-hour parsha shir that was broadcast every Thursday night into Russia. And this was about a Tuesday night or so. He said, and again, this is before the internet, so he said he had to mail his cassette to Washington. It had to be mailed that day. And he says to me, he missed the post office. Post offices in Brooklyn close at 5. He said, if you go through the tunnel, right on the other side of the tunnel, there's a big post office, and there you're open till 9. And they'll drop it off there. So I say to him, "Rabbi Aryeh, very nice of you. I'm in the tunnel already, understand?" I say, "Rabbi Aryeh, it's 10 after 9. It's 10 after 9. He says, "Maybe it'll still be open," he tells me. Federal employees maybe still be open. He says, "Maybe it'll still be open." So we come there, and the shutters are all down. You know, it's dark like only a federal building could be dark. You know, dark all around. I said, "You see, it's not open." He says to me, "Go around the back." In the back, they have these push-bar doors. On the outside, there aren't even handles. Yeah, push-bar door. He says, "Take me to that door." He jumps out. He knocks on the door. On the other side, someone pushes it open. He gives him the package. He takes it in. He comes back to the car. He says to me, "You think this is the first time I came after 9 o'clock?" Yeah, first time. Apparently, he knew someone on the other side, someone who does the sorting inside. And the person knows to listen for his knock on whatever, every Tuesday night. I told him then, that's Psach lo nushar b'shasni ilashar. It's closed. If you have a friend inside, he'll still open up for you. Psach lo nushar b'shasni ilashar. Ani l'daydi v'daydi li, the whole avoida is to develop a kesher and ava to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to show some type of a personal connection, a personal shaychus to the Rabbeinu Shalom. How do you do that? You do that by undertaking things that show a kesher to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rav Palm used to encourage us every year to make small kabbalas. Palm was very into Kabbalahs and small Kabbalahs. Make small Kabbalahs. He called it a down payment. So say to Rabbeinu Shalom, "I can't do tshuva on everything." It's a down payment. Like you owe somebody a lot of money. You don't have money, what are you going to do? If you pay a little bit, you mefayas him. So make a down payment. That's my chinuch. Every year he spoke about it. It bothers me. This time of the year, I hear drushes, and I see written the words, speeches that generally begin with the following words. It says, "Oh, it's Yom Nairam again. Last year we said we'll behave. This year we say we'll behave." Every year comes and goes. We're the same every year. You ever heard such a drusha? That's dumb. No. The same every year. It bothers me no end how a person could say such a thing. The same every year? The same every eye. I remember over my Yomim Nairoim, come out every Dover Toiv or every improvement I did started with Yomim Nairoim. Remember one year I was Makabel to be careful with my Machroinim. Till then, I wasn't careful. One year, I was Makabel with a group that we're not going to miss being Mavisedra by the end of Lining. And from then and on, we did it. We make Kabbalists every year. I don't say it sticks every year. But a person could say, like Afra Lapume to such a person, you can go through 10 or 20 years and say every year it comes and goes and we're the same? It's such a time of opportunity. If you don't make the Kabbalahs, if you sit there and you say the words and you go on, then it's taka the same. If you think, if I do a small thing, it doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter how much does it weigh on the scale. But if you have a kesher with the Bayri Olam, you have a kesher with the Bayri Olam, it's not that way. About 5 years ago, came Yom Noiroim, I made a Kabbalah. Very small Kabbalah. Rapam said, no. He used to say, that's too big. Take a small Kabbalah. That year, when I was in Eretz Yisrael in the summer, I used to go to Rebbe Yashiv Shir. He used to go to Rebbe Yashiv Shir on Shabbos afternoon. He gave a shir. You'd think there were thousands of people, nothing doing. You know, there was a nice island, 50 people maybe. And he used to go to his Gemara shir. And since I got Eretz Yisrael two Shabbos a year, I heard two shiurim on Brachis and two on Shabbos and two on Psachim. Like every Masechta, I had one blot that I was there for. So they were mechabed me. So, a rabbi comes from America. They mechabed me to sit next to Rebbe Yashiv during the shir, so it was a kavod. After the shir, they daven mincha, Shabbos mincha. In his later years, Rebbe Yashiv became hard of hearing. He didn't hear well. And whatever the halacha reason is, we'll discuss a different time. Rebbe Yashiv, when he davened Shemayna Esrei at that stage, davened quite loud. He davened Shishmiel La'aznai. He davened quite loud. So I remember the first time it happened, I'm standing there, Rabbi Yashiv, and I'm trying to have kavon in Shemayna Esrei, and Rabbi Yashiv is davening. I'm very interested in hearing what he's saying. It was very distracting in the Shemayna Esrei, and I'm saying, and he. So in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, I decided I'll just say along with him. I'll just say it along with Rabbi Yashiv. It's interesting, the second week, Rabbi Zviel Orbach, Zayin Gesund, was there, Rabbi Yashiv's son-in-law. So they actually gave him the seat closer to Rebbe Yashiv instead of me. It's dumb because he's related. And they moved me one over. And we davened Shemayna Esrei. I realized he was doing the same thing. Davening with Rebbe Yashiv. We all three said Maidim together. We all three said Shemayna Esrei together. You know, exactly. So I davened Rebbe Yashiv. Rebbe Yashiv, it's interesting. He davened like a person talks. You talk to somebody. Shemayna Esrei was pretty quick. Davin, like you're talking to somebody. He's talking to Rabbi Nishalaylam. But I noticed, by three words, Hamazir Shkinase Letziyain. He said it's slowly and with Kavana. He said everything with Kavana, but slowly and with Kavana. Hamazir Shkinase Letziyain, he said with Kavana. So that year, on Rosh Hashanah, I was Mekabel, B'li Neder, and all my Kabbalahs are B'li Neder. Have kavan in the whole Shemayna Esrei, not going to work. Three words I can handle, especially by Moedim. Usually you wake up anyway by Moedim, wherever you're up to, you got to bow. So I was Makabel. Why do I mention it? Because a person lives from year to year. I was thinking, I'm going to stand here tonight and tell you it's not the same every year. It changes. I daven Mariv. I got to Mazel Shinas Eletzia, and I noticed that, you know, it's 5 years later. I don't say I do it every time. But it stuck, it stayed. If I live long enough, we'll get to the whole Shemayna Esrei eventually. But something a little bit at a time. Again, on the scale, I don't know how much it's worth. But in the kesher to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, a person's makabel, it means something. It means something. It's as kashrus to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's as kashrus to Torah, to Avodah. We feel bad that we're weak. It's an Avodah. It's an Avodah to be able to to do what shows his kashas to Rabbi Nishalom. Early in my rabbinic career, I had an incident that, for me, was a very formative incident. It happened on a Thursday night, that one of the ladies from the shul called with a kitchen shiloh. She's cooking for Shabbos. She has some sort of kitchen shiloh. I don't remember the exact shiloh. But I learned Yeridaya. I got smicha. I knew the answer. So I told her that this shiloh is a subject of dispute. The Paiskim say, HaMekel yesh lo yam yilismach, v'amachmir tov yalav bracha. Now, apparently, she never learned Yeridaya. She didn't know what I was talking about. She said, what does that mean? So I tried to explain to her. And finally, in frustration, she says, just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do. Do I throw it out or do I serve it? And I was stuck. I'll tell you the truth. I was stuck. I patched it around. I tried to say this or that. I don't remember the words I said. And finally, she said in a threatening tone, when my husband comes home, he'll call you. And she hung up. You know, what bothered me the most is I knew if somebody else calls with the same shiloh, I still won't know what to do. So I decided that Shabbos, I speak before laning. I got up to speak. I told everyone what happened. I said, you tell me. There are a lot of things it says, Yirei Shemayim, Yachmir al Atzmai, Hamachmir Tov Alav Bracha, Hidr Mitzvah. What do you want me to say? You want me to tell you Shura Sadin? Or should I tell you Tov Alav Bracha, Dishta Shlach Tazach? So, you know, you can stand in a shul with 100, 200 people, and you ask a question, it gets very quiet. So every shul needs one comedian, Baruch Hashem we have. And he stood up, he says, if it's a potato kugel, you serve it. A broccoli kugel, you throw in the garbage. That's what he said. So that sort of opened up the floor, and the people on this side said like this, and people on that side, there was a shtickle argument in the shul. If it's mutter, it's mutter. They argued about it, and then it quieted down. So when it quieted down, I told them what I think. What I think, and that's really my whole drasha tonight. Shulchan Aruch has the list of things that are, the psak is mutter, or aser, potter, or chayiv. They're certainly, Shulchan Aruch, they are klara diburim. It's also a big list of things that are called hider mitzvahs, rizim magdimin, that are called Hamachmer Tov Alav Bracha, Yirei Shemayim Yachmer Al Atzmai. There's a list of them. Why are they there? What kind of book of law is that? What kind of, you think the New York or the Muncie laws, you know, if you park, 15 feet from the fire hydrant is mutter, 8 feet is asa, 8 to 15, Hamachmer Tov Alav Bracha. You ever heard such a book of rules? I mean, what kind of rules are these? It's a list of things where a person can show an avas haTorah, an avas Hashem. A person who goes to the Baruch Shalom and wants everything according to Shura Sadin, there's Yesh Makilin, it's mutter. Shasat Chak, it's mutter, it's mutter. Everything will fit Shura Sadin, okay. You want Shura Sadin, that's fine. Comes Yom Ne'ram, you have Shura Sadin. We'll put the scale and we'll pile things on one side and the other side, that's Shura Sadin. Lifnim Shura Sadin means not Shura Sadin. It means he's not holding to Shura Sadin. It means that there's an Ava, there's a Kesher to Torah. Ava Satorah is something. Where do you buy it? Where do you get Ava Satorah? What is Ava Satorah? It means you kiss the Sefer Torah. What is Ava Satorah? Ava Satorah means that if Lefi Dinei HaTorah, it's Toiv, it's Yashar, it's Tovel of Bracha, that you embrace it. You don't have to embrace every Tovel of Bracha. But it means you take things in Torah that it's nochin lahachmir, it's toiv lahachmir, it's yirei shemayim yachmir. That's ani l'doidi v'doidi li, that's avas haTorah, that's to be zeicha to the mishpat. I hope that you'll see in the slichis and the davening on Yom HaNeirah these words, the words that constantly refer to an ava, to a kesha to the Rabbi Nishalom, may we be zeicha. That Tov Shinayin Zayin should be your bracha and geula Yeshua for all of Klal Yisrael. Yishkayach.